The middle ground fallacy sounds like something your grandma would approve of. Not my grandmother. My grandmother had critical thinking skills, phenomenal critical thinking skills. But your grandmother would probably approve of it. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle, she might say to you. In fact, your grandfather might say that's you. In fact, your fucking school custodian might say that's you. Anybody who's trying to stay calm and normal might say that's you. It sounds reasonable, wise, measured. But in politics, middle ground is one of the most effective tools for smuggling extreme positions into law. Wow. What is that? What? Okay. I mean, geez, that sounded like a fucking air attack. And one of these days it will be. So, middle ground is when you assume the correct answer must be somewhere between two opposing positions. This isn't based on evidence, it's not based on reality, but simply because it's in between. So it must be there. It must be right? Yeah. This is more face-saving shit. We should expand voting rights. We should eliminate voting rights. Let's limit voting rights somewhat. Well, way to do nothing. By framing the argument as two sides, the compromise point, the middle, is a net win for the extremist position. So, this shifts the baseline, also known as the Overton window. If you can drag one side far enough towards an edge, the middle point is already corrupted before negotiations start. People love seeing themselves as reasonable, moderate. They think avoiding extremes means that they're being smart. Both sides. Journalism prizes balance over accuracy. So a fringe view gets equal time and the midpoint starts to feel legitimate. Don't get me started on ranting about the state of journalism. Or do, I don't know, but not right now. So the civil rights movement, one side argued for full equal rights, the other for continued segregation. The middle proposed at the time was gradual integration, which meant decades of continued injustice. Injustice as in inability to access opportunities and resources. So, climate policy today. One side says phase out fossil fuels immediately. The other side says drill, 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 baby, drill. The middle becomes slow transition, which locks in catastrophic climate effects. Frankly, until we look at the actual harms economically, until we look at the structure of the oil companies and how they are threaded through our communities. Unless we look at this as a business policy, it will continue to just be babble on both sides. So middle ground is dressed up as pragmatism. Adults are in the room. But it's actually a false metric. It measures distance between positions, not distance from reality or morality. If both sides are mad, we must be doing something right. Extremists on both ends are the problem. The answer must lie somewhere in the middle. Middle ground doesn't just accept the presence of bad faith actors, it rewards them by taking a more extreme position than even they want. Extremists can pull the midpoint further in their direction before the public even notices. So ask, is the midpoint between these positions actually supported by facts? And refuse to debate false equivalencies. Don't put climate change is real on the same level as climate change is a hoax. Craziness and outside in the parking lot. don't compromise on rights. Incremental loss is still loss.